You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Lupe Campos. Lupe is with the Department of Theater and Dance, and she is the director of an upcoming play called The Fever Chart, Three Visions of the Middle East. Lupe, thank you very much for being with us here today. You've been with us before, but we're glad that you're joining us again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me again.
Tell us a little bit about your interest in theater. Is this something that you decided since you were a little girl? Have you always wanted to do this?
Yes, definitely. I remember putting up shows for my family, making fake tickets and inviting them to the living room at 8 o'clock to watch me perform. I really don't remember what I would do, but I remember that. And they still remember that they would come over and watch me.
Now tell me, because the last time I interviewed you, I think you were in the play as an actress. Mm-hmm. Now you are the director. So that's kind of the flip side. You're switching hats. And some people might say you're taking off a white hat and putting on a black hat. And I guess it depends on, what you're talking to the actors about, because as a director, you're basically in charge and you want things to go down the way they're supposed to go. And sometimes it can be frustrating. Sometimes it works okay. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're wearing a black hat because you're an evil person or a mean person.
Right.
And tell us, what made you decide to take on the role of being a director?
Well, in class, we have to in our curriculum for the theater department, we do have to take directing 1 and 2. And if you choose, you can submit to direct as part of the department season. And I did, and I was lucky enough to be chosen for this project. I really enjoy it. I think that it is different from acting, but I am still learning a whole lot of acting just by watching them rehearse every single day.
This particular play, it's called The Fever Chart, Three Visions of the Middle East. I'm not familiar with the play. Is it relatively new that someone just wrote?
It's 2009.
Okay.
It's relatively contemporary new. It's not very well known. The author, Naomi Wallace, she is very well known. She's won the Genius MacArthur Award for other work she's done. However, this is one of her lesser known plays. It is about the conflicts between Palestine and Israel in the Middle East and the conflict we have with Iraq currently. And it's a play about war, compassion, and love, and trying to cope with all of that at once.
What made you choose this? What attracted you to it?
I was assigned, it's a trilogy.
Okay.
And it's three one acts. And I was assigned the first part in one of my directing classes. And I fell in love with the script. It's a beautiful script. I think it talks about humanity as a whole and about how we need to learn to live with each other no matter what religion we are, no matter our skin color. And this is a play that will always be relevant to society, and that's why I chose it.
Now, we've seen in the news, read in the news, watched, listened. The Middle East has been in the news for years, and of course, anyone who knows history knows that these people have been at war for years. So as far as you learning a little bit more about this, did you feel like you had to dive in and do a lot of historical research, or did you find yourself pretty comfortable with what you knew?
I would like to think I'm well-versed in our contemporary news and what's going on right now. But I think the hard thing for me was to understand how someone who lives in a war zone goes through their life day by day. I remember not too long ago listening to Regina Spektor on NPR, and she was talking about while living in Russia during wartime, she would see, or people would see, people walking around without arms, without legs. And I think that's something that really clicked, because here we have been in war for a few years now, or 10 years, close to 10 years. And we don't see that every day. We see wounded soldiers, but we don't see civilians walking around wounded. And I think that's the hard part, really understanding what civilians go through day by day. And that's what the play is about. It's not about soldiers, it's about the civilians and how they've gone through the war.
So three visions of the Middle East. What can people expect to see when they walk in? Does it start out with a certain ethnicity, a certain town, a certain area, a certain time frame? How does that work?
Yes. The first vision is based on true events. They're all based on true events, actually. The first one is set in the Rafah Zoo in Gaza. And the second one is in a clinic in West Jerusalem. And the third one is sort of more an abstract idea of a convention. And the last one is actually just one person talking to the audience. I hope that when the people walk into the space, they'll feel part of the production. They won't feel excluded. I don't want them to feel the way we designed or the way the set designer designed the set was to include the audience as a whole. There'll be hanging pieces on top of them to sort of include them in what's going on stage.
Now, the last play that you all put on, correct me if I'm wrong, it was military, wasn't it, sort of?
It's Frontera Rep, Reentry. Yes.
Okay. So this is similar in a way but yet different because mm-hmm. you're dealing with the civilians. But in a way, this would be a great play for spouses and families of soldiers to come see.
Yes.
What their family members have experienced and been through when they go to these parts of the world.
Right. Yes, I think it's a great for anybody, really, to go watch it because it really does talk about coexisting as a whole, coexisting with people that are not from your same religion. And I think that's probably one of the main conflicts we have, even though nobody wants to talk about it, but it's there. And I think if we all start treating each other like equals, that might help solve some of our problems.
Now, did you, as far as customs and everything else, did your actresses have to brush up on these as far as the culture, the custom, the accent, dialect, language, etc.?
Yes, definitely. They're currently working with our voice professor, Rebecca Rivas, and she's working with them on their particular dialect. They're all from different regions of the Middle East, so they all have different dialects. Some of them are Israeli, some of them are Palestinian, and some of them are Iraqi, as well as having to learn certain lines in Arabic and Hebrew, which were translated by some of the professors here at the university as well, because the play was written that way. They had to be said in Arabic or Hebrew.
Now, when someone is working with you, like Rebecca Rivas, tell us, what do they have to do with the actors? Do they do exercises? Do they work? Because, you know, if somebody comes here and let's say they're from Britain and all of a sudden you tell them, we want you to have a Hispanic accent, it would be relatively difficult for them and vice versa. Although some people, you know, think that they can do a real good British accent. It
yes.
doesn't really sound like
not
like
at
that.
All.
Yeah.
Yes, it is difficult, and they do have to do exercises. Would they learn sometimes if they already have the international phonetic alphabet learned? That also helps a lot. They do exercises, tongue twisters, vocal warm-ups, any sort of listening to recordings that can help them attach the dialect better. And they just go through the dialect every day. It's part of their routine.
Now, tell us a little bit about the costumes, because we hear the actors, we see the actors, but people don't realize that the people backstage, the sets, the music, the costume, everything is very important, and it adds a lot of ambiance, a lot of, feeling to the place that, you know, I mean, you have to be there unless it's like a reader's theater or something and you have to just imagine, or a radio drama. But because of the costumes, because of the sets, because of the dialect, as you mentioned, all of a sudden people are transformed from the Wise Family Theater to the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. The costumes, set, light, sound is extremely important. And I do want to take this opportunity to thank the whole production team. I've been blessed as a student to have all my friends as a production team. And they are all doing a wonderful job. And I think that they're executing the project very creatively. if you don't all cohesively come together to one theme for one purpose, then we have six different plays. Costumes is telling one thing, set is telling one thing, sound and lights are telling two different things. And that's been a challenge, but I think we've worked very well. I think that it's very important, and people should always, always take a look at the program and see who did what, because they are probably the ones that work the longest and hardest on these projects.
What is the biggest challenge for you as a director, especially as a director of this play?
As a director of this play, it's been a really tough challenge to have to not box up the actors, but limit them as to, okay, now that choice was a little too big, bring it down, or don't move here because the audience won't see you. I have to see things from the audience's perspective. And as an actor, I've always felt completely free on stage. I've done what I want. I've said what I've said. And as a director, now I understand that there is times where you can do that, and there's times where you have to tone it down. There's moments where you can move a place because you feel like moving. And as a director, you can't because the audience won't see you. So having to guide the audience and sort of maneuver them, that's been difficult for me.
You know, one of the things, Lupe, that I was going to ask you about is females. We hear a lot of stories, and some are myths, some are stereotypes about how women are treated in the Middle East, the way they have to dress, customs, culture, etc. Has that been difficult for the actresses to learn that? And as far as getting it accurate, and of course you said you've been in touch with professors who are experts in that area. So once they get that, I mean, they have to make sure they follow that.
Yes. I think that the hardest thing for the one female actress who's playing a Palestinian, the way the play is written, she is not conservative at all. And that defies sort of the norms and stereotypes of how we see people. And I think that's what makes the play more humane, is that the play consistently defies stereotypes, consistently asks and questions the audience indirectly. So I don't think it's been a huge problem. I think what's been a problem for the actor is freeing herself and thinking and not thinking that she has to be in this sort of box.
Yeah. Now, we have about a minute left in the program. Lupe, if you want to tell us the dates of the play, when it opens, and what people have to do to – what number do they have to call to get tickets?
Yes. We are going to be showing from November 14th through the 18th. All shows are at 8 o'clock through Saturday at 2:30 and 7 p.m. on Sunday. The phone number for more information is 747-5118. 747-5118.
And that is the Weiss Family Theater?
Correct.
And again, the opening date is November 14th, did you say?
Yes.
November 14th in 15th, 16th, and 17th at 8 p.m. And the 18th, they will have a matinee at 2:30 p.m. And then also at 7 p.m. And this is in the first floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center. And if you need additional information, you can call 747-5118. We've been visiting with Lupe Campos, and Lupe is the director of The Fever Chart, Three Visions of the Middle East. Lupe, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Kimberly Garcia. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.